Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
All right. We're on the TexasLending.com mortgage show. Starting in a different way, too. That's the way we're going to do it every time. Yeah. This is the TexasLending.com mortgage show. We got Trust laughing right before the top of the show here, so it threw off our mojo a little bit. But we are the TexasLending.com mortgage show. We are here today to share with you all the glory of the mortgage world that you want to have talked about because you care about you. You care about saving your finances and saving your money and getting the biggest house you can and getting the lowest payment you can and getting as much cash as you can. That's what we're here for, the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. I'm the owner and CEO of TexasLending.com. We've been around for a little over 20 years now in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we are sharing with you answers to your questions that you may not even know you have. And if you stay tuned, you can hear some of those answers from other people's situations that might spark a little interest in yourself. And you can text us. Text us your question today, 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Rates have hit all-time lows again. And to share all that information with us today, we have our friend Tress Collins.
Good morning.
The easy-to-make-laugh Tress Collins, which is always the people you want to hang out with.
Are you saying I'm easily amused?
I don't know. I think you find the humor in dumb people like me and Bubba.
Yeah. She'll laugh at anything.
Yeah.
No, not anything. But
pretty much anything.
And then there's inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Yep.
Who you don't want to invite to any birthday parties where there's little kids around. You never know what's gonna come out of the mouth of inappropriate Uncle Bubba at any given time.
Hey, my grandkids love me, so.
Yeah. So what's going on with you?
No, not a whole lot.
Yeah? Just a little golf?
Golfing for about a month now and working.
Golfing and working and grandkids.
Working, grandkids.
That's a pretty good life.
It's a great life.
Yeah?
Yeah. Great life.
And then Bubba's golfing. And Tress, you're usually gardening. You're running. You're traveling.
Yeah.
And you are keeping your husband off the street for the rest of us.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, it is, because you let him loose and you never know what's going to happen there. So.
Wild and crazy stuff. Okay, but I have to tell you, we discovered a board game. We like playing games and board games, and they made Oregon Trail into a board game. And that is
Oregon Trail?
Yeah, you know, where you can die of dysentery and, you know.
Oh, so everybody has a covered wagon and you go from wherever and you have to
from
get over the traps.
Independence, Missouri to the Willamette Valley to Oregon City, which was the first capital of Oregon, which is actually where I was born.
Oh.
So, yeah, but it's really quite fun, and you can be strategic because you have to lay out parts of the trail, and some parts have snow. And
so it's like is the goal of the game not to get dysentery?
The goal of the game is to make it to Oregon with as much money as possible, and preferably life people.
Now, is this money?
Yes.
What kind of money? Because money these days has a different meaning than money used to have. Do you want Bitcoin? Do you get Bitcoin? Do they give you Bitcoin?
It's BitCow.
Okay.
All right. I mean, no, you have oxen. You get money at the end of the game. Whoever reaches the end of the trail first kind of ends the game, but whoever has the most money wins. So you have money
it, huh?
By how well the people are in your wagon.
All right. Well, listen.
How big is this board? I mean,
so
it's
here's the deal.
Huge.
I'm going to start a new game that's going to be based on the Oregon Trail, and along the way, you apply for cash out refinances. So by the end of the game, you have
the most money. Yeah.
Well, see, that would be really helpful, especially if little Billy dies halfway through. I mean, you know, cash out refinance could really be helpful.
What's the name of the people that died? The ones that died in the trail. I can't even remember what it was.
Well,
I was a history major, but I've forgotten since then.
All right. Well, it's called Loansheimers.
Yes.
And if you write too many loans, you start forgetting where you are. Now, we're talking about home loans here. We're talking about cash out. We're talking about refinance. We're talking about home purchase. And we want to answer your questions before you have to go talk to a loan officer and have anxiety and worry about someone saying no because that person who you asked out in your first date said no. And now you don't want to call about a loan because you think they're going to say no. And, you know, that's part of it.
I had that this week.
But we have friendly people here, and they want to help you save money, get money, and we're just going to take your application, talk about some marriage counseling issues you might have, or maybe you want to have someday, who knows. But we have loan officers here who handle all that for you. But in the meantime, before you go along that mortgage trail, we want to help you here on this show. You can text us 972-387-4600. How do you save money? If you're currently at 3.25, 3.5, 3.75, 4%, it might be time for you to refinance. As a matter of fact, we're back to seeing 15 years possible at 1.875. If you have that $300,000 mortgage and a 740 score, and you have some equity in your house and you want to get it refinanced on a conventional refinance, 15-year possible at 1.875. Pay your closing costs, pay an origination fee. You can get in the high ones for the loan between $300,000 and $548,000. Mm-hmm. If you're down between $200,000 and $300,000, you're probably talking somewhere between 2 and 2.25. And for a lot of the different loans, and as your loans get smaller, you might find rates a little bit higher. But here's the deal. You can text us and we can let you know if you can save money.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with, here's my current rate. Here's the value of my house. This is what I owe in my house. And this is my credit score. So credit score and rate and the home value and what you owe. And we'll be able to let you know how much money you might be able to save. Cash out. Give us the same particulars. What do you owe on your house?
Mm-hmm.
What's the value of your house? Current rate, current score. We'll tell you how much cash you might be able to get out. Let us know how much debt you have, too. We'll tell you about how much money you might be able to save a month, because we see a lot of numbers every day, and we'll ballpark it for you. We're not going to pull out calculators here. We're just going to kind of say, you know, we can save about this much. You know, so before you get into Saturday here, you don't got to get all technical. We're going to set you on your path here. Have a good day. Start a nice weekend. Hopefully avoid some lightning out there if you're on the wrong side of town right now.
Drink some coffee.
Drink a little coffee. But then there's the home purchase. Home purchase, a little bit less information. How much money do you make? What's your credit score? What's your down payment you want to have? And then we can tell you about how much home you might be able to get, about what payment you might be able to fall into. Now, what we can't help you with right now is whether you're going to have an extra $50,000 to put down on your bid when you're trying to buy a house right now. We can't help you with that part.
My daughter-in-law is a realtor, and she said that they looked at a house yesterday that had 50 offers.
Every house is getting 50 offers.
Wow.
And the top 10 offers are all bidding over the purchase price. And you might think, oh, I'm going to bid $20,000 over the purchase price. Well, some of them won with $50,000 over the purchase price.
And that's some of them are just paying cash.
So a lot of people don't want to sell their house because they're sitting at 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a nice, and their mortgage is getting paid down, and now they're going, oh, do I going to buy another house at $1.5 million for a single wide mobile home? And so, you know, people are sitting still. So not enough homes for sale. More people want to buy a house than there are homes available. That means home price inflation. Let's get it going here on the TechSunny.com mortgage show at 972-387-4600. Tresk will ask your question. We'll answer your question. If we don't know the answer, we'll make it up. We'll all feel good about it. All right, Tresk.
Okay.
Yeah, I said she's easy to make laugh. Nitric oxide or whatever it is. What makes you? What's laughing gas? Which was the laugh? I don't know which. One of those gases.
I don't know, but I need some.
You're the chemist.
Yeah, I don't know, but I never.
Yeah.
I only took chemistry because I thought I needed to become a doctor someday, not because I really liked chemistry.
Dr. Miller.
I just learned it because, you know.
Because you could.
I kind of understood it a little bit, but I never really said, what could I make out of these chemicals? I never, you know.
Didn't go that way, huh?
No. Other people did that. The polymer chemist did that. See, my degree's in chemistry, everyone. So the polymer chemist did that. And then I talked to these people that were working the lines in the chemical factory. They're saying, I had a little problem with this. And I go, okay, I understand what you're talking about. Then I go talk to a polymer chemist. And I say, this is what they meant to say, you know, in chemistry terms. And so I was kind of the guy that talked to the layman and then talked to the chemist because I knew it. I was the in-between. I never wanted to actually do all the chemical work. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know.
Okay.
A lot of mess. But anyway, let's get back to the mortgages here. Let's get back to the mortgages.
Are mortgages easier than chemistry, Kevin?
You know what? You know what? That's a loaded question. I'm just going to tell you right now. Ask Walter White, you know, which is
okay.
So anyway, let's talk about the questions that we have coming our way.
Okay.
We have any questions yet?
Yeah, we have a question. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about adjustable rates? Always heard they were risky.
I like the first question because they sent two questions. This has me think that one of our employees sent a question in. No. Can you talk about adjustable rates? I heard they're risky. Well, I got an adjustable rate in 2003.
Yeah.
And I still have an adjustable rate.
Hmm.
And when I got my adjustable rate, the rates were about 4.75%. And adjustable rates are tied to indices is how they're pronounced. Indexes is how they're spelled. And so they're tied to different indexes.
It used to be the LIBOR, but the LIBOR's not there anymore, right?
Well, there's different indexes. And so your rate will go up and down as those rise, okay? So I'm going to explain adjustable rates so everyone can understand. When you get an adjustable rate mortgage and it's ready to adjust, it adjusts based on two numbers. Every adjustable rate mortgage has two numbers tied to it. One of those numbers is a fixed number, and one of them moves. And so your adjustable rate will move based on the one part of the rate that moves, and that's the index. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that fixed part stays the same typically throughout the term of the loan, that fixed part. And then the one that moves goes up and down. So when I got it's called the margin. The margin stays fixed.
Yep.
It might be 2, 2.5, 3, 3.5. When they had those subprime loans over at 6.
What was your margin then? Go ahead and give that.
I can't remember what it is. I don't care.
I know. You just look at
it. See, no. I don't care what it is. All I care is whether the index is going up and down. Because my rate right now is about 2%. Okay? Because I had a very low margin. And then the index is so low. Like, for example, let's talk about an index. You hear about it all the time when you're driving around and you're all worried about whether our rates are going up or down. Oh, the Fed raised rates. Oh, the Fed lowered rates. Oh, the Fed's rising rates. Well, the overnight rate is an index. It's the Fed overnight rate index, right? And you can tie it to a Treasury bill index. And you can tie it to the LIBOR index or the COFFEE index or the COSY index or all these different indices. So if it's tied to an index, which is right now, they're really low. Rates are really low, so these short-term rates are really low. When they adjust a rate that's going to adjust every 6 months or every year, a short-term rate like a six-month loan or a one-year loan have really low rates. So my rate's around 2% right now because the index it is tied to is real low. So when you're getting an adjustable rate mortgage, you're wondering, are they risky? The risk is that the index goes up. That's what the risk is, that the index all of a sudden goes from 0.5% to 50%, right? Mine has gone down over time. It never got above the rate that it started at.
Nice.
My index, so I had an adjustable rate mortgage, and as rates went down, I didn't have to refinance because the index went down and my rates went down, okay? And so even when mine, it was fixed for 5 years, fixed rate, And then it began to adjust. And as it began to adjust, it began to adjust down. So Hillary Clinton in 2008, when she, you know, when she was running for office, how that she said, rates just keep going up. Adjustable rates just keep going up and up and up. They're just going to keep on going. You got to be very afraid. They don't just keep going up. They go down too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the last 18 years, they've mostly gone down.
Or they've
gone
down.
Up for a very short period of time. They went up for a short period of time. And then they've come down. And so I know a lot of people who got those adjustable rate mortgages. They never had to refi. Or they said, you know what, I'm afraid at some point it's going to go up, so I'm going to refinance it to a fixed rate.
And your margin's basically tied to your credit scores.
Yeah.
So, but most of your margins, 740 credit is 2.25 is the margins now.
So when you hear it's risky, it's risky if you don't understand. Here's where the big risk is. If you get stuck with someone that's stuck with a 6% margin.
Like subprime.
They started it at 3%. It was a starter rate. It was a teaser rate. And then that margin, which is fixed, is 6%. And so when it adjusts up, and it can't go any lower than 6 because that margin is always in there. It's always in the rate. So if you have a high margin, yeah,
that was
and a rising index, you got to get out of that.
Yeah,
you got to get out of the adjustable rate. You just have to know where you are and what's going on. Like right now, rates are staying low for a while.
Yep.
I have 12 years left in my. I got it in 2003. I only got till 2033. I could pay it off, but the rate's so low. I'd rather just keep my cash and invest it, because right now I'm paying 2%. I owe about $100,000. I'm paying $2,000 a year. I can probably take that $100,000 and invest it and make more money, you know, and pay. I can pay the interest just to the interest with the return I'm getting somewhere else. So, what is risk? Risk is dissociated with what you understand and reality, and whatever fake reality you're living, which might be a teaser rate, right?
Right.
Okay. That's about as simple as I can make it. Hopefully, I didn't make anyone's head hurt. If it did, there's Tylenol, and there's also mimosas.
The only thing I would say is an adjustable rate mortgage, if you have good credit, it's a good deal.
Yeah.
You can get a 7-year or 10-year, and it's usually a slightly less rate than what you get on a 30-year.
And a lot of jumbo people get started on those things, too. So there's a lot of opportunities out there. We're just sharing with you knowledge. Knowledge is power. Knowledge gives you options, right? And we are going to come back after this break because Tress says we have to go to a break. And what Tress says goes. Ask her husband. We're going to take a break right now on the TextSunny.com mortgage show. Call our number, 972-387-4600. Text us at 972-387-4600. Loan Officers will call will answer your call right now with the lowest rates of all time. And we have the lowest rates in Texas. So you're not going to beat our rates. And if, you know, you got to call. Right now at TexasLending.com. We're going to come back and answer more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. So, I think we're going to tape you laughing, and we're going to come in and out. We're going to come into break. We're going to come out of break back to the show with you laughing. Does that sound good?
Yeah, whatever floats your boat, Kevin.
Yeah, I don't have a boat.
I'm hot.
But if you did, that would float it.
But I have a boat. That would, yeah. So.
The best boat, somebody else's boat.
So when's your next run coming?
I'm looking at doing one at the end of July.
The end of July.
Yeah, it's always hard doing them in the summer for me, though, because I'm not a huge fan of the heat. Because even if you start at 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, it's 84 degrees already.
Well, this is the first week of heat in Texas. I've been everywhere in the country, it seems, and it's been in the 90s to 100s, except it was 75 and 78 here. The grass wasn't growing. Since that ice storm, it killed all those grasses and things. Oh. It wasn't growing in some areas. Some
it's
kinds
growing
of grasses.
In my house.
Well, yeah, it is growing in some places. Some of those fairways have had some trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Saw that at Windstar.
We do have the Texas, we do have the U.S. Junior Amateur Golf Tournament. Qualifier on Monday at Vaquero Golf Club in Westlake.
Nice.
That's coming up for any of you golf enthusiasts. So my son's going to be out there showing his wares, his golf wares.
I can't miss Mondays at work, though.
Anyway, we will be out there in Westlake giving it a shot.
You must have a rough boss.
Is it a two-day deal? Or what?
It's a one-day qualifier. One and done. If you get in, you're in.
Wow.
It's one of the bigger ones in the country.
How many spots for that?
I think there'll probably be five in this one. Out of about 130. 130 players. It's the junior amateur, under 18 and under. So we will see how it goes. It's a crazy little world when you get into it.
How is Nate doing? I mean, he seems to have suffered quite a few injuries here recently. Is he uninjured at the moment?
If he takes on any physical activity that's not associated with golf, he immediately injures himself.
Bless his heart.
Like if he's watching TV and changing channels, somehow he'll like sprain his thumb or something.
I think God is telling him something.
But he ain't getting the sign because he's playing basketball, he's playing baseball, and he's going to basketball, baseball, and golf practices every day.
Well, you know, we do that.
He's broken his foot. He's broken his kneecap. He's thrown on his back. He's had turf toe. Everything under the sun, it seems.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But right now, he's fully functional.
Right now, well, not he's 14, so there are certain parts of his brain that aren't working.
Well, that goes without saying.
He's not functional. I would not say his brain is functional.
He had Call of Duty thumb too, right?
Oh, yeah. There's everything. Then he's calling me, I got a cramp, Dad.
Yeah.
I got a cramp. You know, all kinds of things. All right. So anyway, we are talking about your mortgage. We're trying to talk about your mortgage. We have texts available for you at 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. That's how you text us. You can save a bunch of money right now. Rates are at all-time lows. We have the lowest rates in the state of Texas. I do that. We do that. We're a family-owned business. And me as the majority owner of the company, I choose to help our fellow. See, I walk around town going, okay, these companies outside of the state, they're trying to do what they're trying to do. And I'm just like, what if everyone that got a loan here in the state got the best deal? And so everyone in Texas was saving the most money, and everyone in Texas had more money to spend on their kids. And would that help the economy more? But at the same time, we do volume. So we're doing volume. We're doing okay for ourselves. This is a win-win for everybody. And so
we get referrals.
Yeah. And so it's starting to get around. And, you know, we started doing business in Florida in January. And we started locking one loan a day. Then a couple loans a day. Well, now it's starting to pile up. Yeah, snowball. Now we're starting to lock five loans a day and six loans a day. Now it's like, oh wow. Now the leads aren't just coming because people are seeing us. They're telling their friends to call us. And so now instead of getting 20 leads a day, now we're getting 60 leads a day, and people are calling us down in Florida. So it's starting to the AspireLending.com, which is our alter channel. That's where we do mostly outside of Texas. So yeah, we do Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, Alabama down there, and it's starting to take off. So the little company that could is here to help you get your loans done. Make sure you get your questions in now, 972-387-4600. Send us how much you currently owe in your house. Send us what your home is valued at. What's your current rate? If you're at 3, maybe you go to a 15-year at 1.875 if you have all the particulars that can fit into that. Maybe you're at 3.5 and you want to get into a 30-year. Maybe you're on an FHA and you want to get rid of the MIP. Maybe you want to get rid of your PMI. Maybe there's all different kinds of options. And so many people can pay off so many things with cash out refinances. Make sure you text us now, 972-387-4600. Bubba, what are you seeing? What are you hearing? The rates dropped again.
I did a lot more cash outs this week than I've done in a while. It seemed like every loan I had was cash out.
I was sitting here between 4:30 and 5:30 last night. I was doing some cleanup, and I was looking at the leads because we have our lead thing comes in. We get several hundred leads a day, people applying for loans with us. And between 4:30 and 5, we had 20 people apply for home equity loans. Mm. 20 in half an hour. Like, oh my gosh, what's going on a Friday night? People must be looking at that happy hour and wondering where the money is.
to pay for it.
I need some more money to pay for those margaritas. Hey, that Miller show is coming on in the morning. You're going to have a headache. Got to get some mimosas ready to go.
Well, summertime's a great time to do a cashback refinance. You know, people would like to take a family vacation toward the end of the summer before school starts.
They have college tuition.
Well, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Their homes are going up in value a lot.
A lot.
Rates are really low. You have several hundred thousand dollars of equity in your house. You had $60,000 of credit cards. You know, they're running you about $2,000 a month. Let's get rid of that debt. Let's drop the payment, drop the rate. Get rid of the stress that you don't even know you're sitting on. Yeah. You're sitting there chewing your fingernails. And now all of a sudden you paid off the debt. You're like, I've got an extra $50,000 in my pocket. I got my payment dropped $1,500 a month, and I can breathe again.
Yeah,
you know.
You know, I saw quite a few of these this week where I had actual rate and term customers. Appraisals come in.
Record actual?
They're actual.
What are not actual
rate
and term?
Well, I mean, they were doing rate and term, and then their appraisal came in. They said, hey, let's get some cash now. So we have to convert it to a cash out. You know, they have to let them know that, hey, their rate's going to be a little bit higher because it's a cash out.
Unless
they're fine with it.
Unless your loan to value is less than 60% of your appraised value, your rate's typically about the same. If you're borrowing only 60% of the value of your house, your rate and term rates are very similar to your cash out rates.
Right.
But, you know, with the home values going up so much, that's happening a lot. Some people, all of a sudden, their home's worth $400,000.
Right.
And they get cash out to $240,000. That's only six. They still have 40% equity in their house.
Right.
And they're getting the best rates in the street.
Yes.
So make sure you call us. Text.
And it's funny, too, is you get people. I talked to this little lady that's a school teacher this week, and she wanted to take cash out. And she was just so afraid that she wouldn't be approved. And I said, why? She said, well, I just don't like rejection. And I go,
we talked about that earlier.
She had a 740 credit score. She had no debt.
Dude, I'm telling you. And I was in third grade. I asked, I'm not going to say her name.
Yep.
Because she's still alive. And I don't want you to like.
And she's in Michigan.
I don't want her to get canceled. No, first of all, I'm in third grade, so I'm smart. So I go around to her friends. Hey, if I ask her to go with me, will she say yes? Oh, yes. If I ask her to go with me, will she say yes? I go through at least five of her friends. Oh, yes, she'll say yes. So then we're all sitting around, all of our friends' name, we all run in packs. So there's about 15 of us. Will you go with me? No. And then everyone laughs and runs away. I stood there.
Oh.
I will never go through that again.
Well, you know
why. And you know what? That same person just applied for a cash out loan with Bubba and was afraid of getting rejected. And she went through the same thing when she got rejected. She got rejected when she was in third grade and she didn't want to get rejected.
All third grade boys, listen up. When you do that, all of those friends that you asked are going to run back to her and go, hey, you know that guy, Kevin Miller? He asked me if he thought going with you was a good idea and I told him yes. And she's going to go, no way.
Well,
yeah.
She's probably mad.
Don't do it in front of her friends. That's
yes,
one,
that's
rule.
What I was going to say.
Gosh darn it.
You should have took her to the side and said, hey, you know.
Yeah.
You want to go
steady? Here's my St. Christopher. Or here's my ID bracelet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Don't apply for a mortgage at a birthday party. That's, you know.
We had these big old hunky ID bracelets, and that's what we used to go with the girls.
Oh, my gosh. I still remember it, man.
Or my letter jacket, you know.
Yeah. So now I do it differently. So
yeah,
if I'm married, so I don't do it anymore. But I talk to my son about how you do it. So I say, son, when you're sitting at the bar
at 14,
and you see a girl across the bar that
looks
you walk
cute.
Up to the girl and you say you go to the girl, and then you point across the bar. And you say, and I say, you say, girl, you see that guy over there, my friend? And she says, yeah. And you say, he wants to know if you like me. That's what you do.
Icebreaker.
That way, if she says, well, tell him no, then you're not getting rejected because you're just answering the question for your friend.
It's a wonder you ever got married.
I think Kevin met Katie on a ski slope somewhere. So
because he ran into a tree and she felt bad for him, or
no, he jumped on her little sled thing that was going up. And
all right, enough. We need to get back to you, the consumer who wants to save money.
The Utes.
That we have another break.
Trash says we got to take a break. This is also therapy for us. We're getting a. I didn't have to go sit on a couch and spend $500 an hour for that. I just shared it with all of you.
Yeah.
So, sorry for all of that. But you can text us if you want to get a mortgage at 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. We're going to come back in the TexasHoney.com mortgage and psychiatrist show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasHoney.com mortgage show. I want to save you money. I want to save you money. I wake up in the morning. I want to help you. I want to help our employees. I want to wake up with energy, and I want to do it with integrity. Help people with integrity. Wow, what a concept. It's pretty simple.
Works right? for me.
It's pretty simple. And so that's what we want to do here. We don't want to get rejected. That's number two. In front of our friends. Okay, we're back in the TextLending.com Mortgage Show. If you weren't listening earlier, we got a little, there was a little bit of inside information on the earlier conversation. We have texts coming in. You can text us at 972-387-4600. Trash, are you getting them loaded up over there?
Yeah, you ready?
Yes.
I'm interested in refinancing my home. I'm curious about what the difference in cost between just refinancing and cash out refinancing would be. Is there a set difference in rates, or are there variables based on the situation? Also, are there any additional fees involved with cash out versus refinancing? Great question.
Yep.
There, Baba, you can go first.
Yes. So rates on cash outs, like Kevin said earlier, I don't know if you were listening, but if it's you're under 60 LTV on a cash out, you're not going to have any adjustments at all. But, you know, typically you're going to see a quarter, a point difference in rate. The only other costs that are different on a cash out refinance are what title costs.
Title fees.
It's endorsements. They have about, you know, it depending on
several
the
hundred dollars.
Size. Yeah, it's
$500. So what are these endorsements? So you're sitting at home. Okay, what are the differences?
Endorsements.
So in Texas, there's a rule that you can only get a cash out on a property, not a person. You as a person can get several cash outs per year. If you bought a house... let's say you got a cash out in a home loan. Then you sold the house. Then you bought another home. And then 6 months later, you want to get another cash out. You can do that. There can only be a cash out loan done on a property once every 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
The title company is endorsing that there hasn't been more than one cash out on that property in the last 12 months. Because let's say you got a cash out on a property. Then you sold it. Someone bought it. The home went up in value. 6 months later, that new person wants to go. The new property owner wants to get a cash out. They cannot. And the title company has to verify and acknowledge that there has not been a cash out in 12 months. That's a T42 endorsement. They are endorsing that there hasn't been any other cash outs. Mm-hmm. That's the additional cost. The other fees on the loan are the same.
Yep.
The cash out fees or the purchase fees or the refinance fees. There's sometimes more fees if you have to get an extra survey on a property, but that would be the same if you're getting a cash out or a refinance. But the rates are a little bit higher on cash outs because there are higher regulations on cash outs in Texas than there are. There are more regulations which
risk.
Create more risk. They can only be refinanced once every 12 months. So let's say there's a mess up on a refinance. There's a mess up. It has to get refinanced. And let's say the paperwork got done wrong, and then you call the client back. We got to refinance this because the paperwork's incorrect. And we want to make sure that your title down the road and everything is done properly. You can get that refinance. A cash out can only be done every 12. Well, if it's closed, it's closed.
Yeah.
And so there's a risk. Now that lender's going to own that loan, or they got to buy the loan back, or they got to sell it at a loss because it was done.
Yeah.
So there's higher risk. The rates are higher because of the risk. And that's the difference.
And one of the big things that you haven't spoken about is when you do a home equity, a cash out loan on your house cannot be foreclosed on the courthouse steps. It has to be foreclosed through the court. And that's one of the reasons for the higher
risk. There's higher costs, higher legal fees. And, yeah, so it's a barrier to entry from lenders coming into Texas and doing those loans. We've been doing it for 20 years. We do hundreds of millions of dollars of cash out refinances in Texas every month. So TexasHoney.com, we have dozens of loan officers, several hundred employees here to help you. We don't just do loans here in Dallas-Fort Worth. We do a lot of marketing and TV just like we do here in Dallas. We do it in San Antonio, Houston, Austin, Waco. And all those marketing areas, and so radio and everything you're seeing here, they're seeing in those parts of the state. So we do loans all over the place. Tell your friends, tell your family, trust.
So since they being the state of Texas, passed that now.
Oh, them.
People with you, them, yes.
Yes, I was wondering who they were. It's them. Okay.
Now that people can do cashback refinances on USDA loans, do you find that more of those coming in?
Can't do cash out on USDA in Texas.
Yes.
Oh, I thought they could.
No.
Here's the reason. So you can't do cash outs on FHA, VA, or USDA. There is no insurance allowed on cash. There is no insurance allowed, PMI, MIP, VA funding fees, USDA insurance.
On Texas.
On Texas cash outs. You can do cash outs on VA, FHA, and USDA in other states. Can't do them in Texas. That's another reason people don't come to Texas and do cash out loans. A lot of lenders have a problem here, and they start doing them, and then all of a sudden they got a bunch of buybacks. They did them wrong. Mm. They stopped doing them. We do them in our sleep. We really do.
I do them in my sleep.
Bubba writes 20 of them a month. So, we do a lot, and we're good at them, and we do them fast. And now we're closing these loans in 20 days, so our loans are closing super fast. Bubba, you know that.
As soon as we get the appraisal, we can close, basically. It's just
we're always waiting for appraisals now.
We're waiting on appraisals, basically. The files are underwritten the first week we get them in.
So loans are closing super-duper fast, not just super-duper fast at TexasHoney.com.
That's awesome.
The duper's where the important part is. Yes.
That is so important.
Everyone's super, right? Like if I was to be a superhero, I'd be super duper man because the duper is the important part.
I'd be the duper looper and caddy.
Oh, all right. All right.
Okay, Gary.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
We owe $223,000, a couple of houses in our area, same size, listed for $345,000. Issue is we have credit card debt, never missed a payment or late on anything, but credit utilization is high, and we have a 650 credit score. We'd want to refinance at some point, cash out refinance, I mean, to pay off credit cards.
276 is 80% of 345. I just did the math. So 345,000, that's the value of the homes in the neighborhood. We don't know what yours is. It could be more or less. Maybe if you mowed your lawn, it'd be worth more. 345, I hope they mowed their lawn. Otherwise, I think I've been spying on them. So 345 is your home value. 276 should be 80% of the 345. So
the only thing is you might have loan level pricing adjustments that only allow you to do 75% loan to value, but it just depends.
What would be those loan level price adjustments that make them only
do 75%?
The
credit
score. Well, the credit score being 650.
Yeah, because the rates are going to go up for that. Now, if you can always say do lowest cost, lowest rate if you have a low credit score because you want to come back and refinance again at a certain time.
Bubba is talking wisdom over here, so listen to what he's saying.
Yes.
But I have to sometimes interpret because Bubba talks in mortgage slang sometimes. Mm.
But the loan-to-value might be affected by the credit score. Yes,
so,
because of the rate that you have to accept.
So you can get up to 80% of your value of your house when you get cash out in Texas. But if you have a low credit score, it might limit it to 75.
Yep.
Now, he's saying if you have a low credit score, don't go out there fighting for the lowest rate. Once you get your debts paid off in 12 months from now, you might want to lower that rate and refinancing
into a rate and term.
Yeah. And so this person owes 223. They can get up to 276 under Texas law. So that would leave them with about $53,000 to pay closing costs, pay off their debts, do other things. If they can fully borrow up to 80%.
Yeah, that's what we need to look at.
We don't know yet what it's going to appraise for. And as a matter of fact, we can even put all the numbers together when the appraisal comes back.
Mm-hmm.
It might mean you can get more money out or it might mean you can get less money out. And whatever your credit score that we pull. So we're just saying that they have options to pay off some debt here. And for every $10,000 of credit card debt you pay off, you might be paying off about $300 to $400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have $20,000 in credit card debt, that could be $750 a month in credit card payments. You get that put into a mortgage, that may be about $110 a month. $750 to $110. 15%, 20% rates,
even
down to 2.5% to 3% rates.
Even if that rate's 4.5%, and you pay off all that debt, it doesn't. I mean, you're still
you're
loads ahead.
Yeah, you might be able to go to a 15-year and pay off the debt.
Yeah you will get a better rate. Yeah, you will.
So there are options for you. This person needs to call TexasHoney.com.
Yep.
Call us 972-387-4600. We do tons. A ton is 2,000 pounds. So we do tons of mortgages. That's a lot of pounds of mortgages.
What weighs more, a ton of feathers or a ton of gold?
That's a good question. You know what? I would feel much better about lifting the feathers, even though they both weigh the same. It just sounds lighter.
Right?
Okay, we're here talking about your mortgage. Text us, 972-387-4600. That text line is also the call-in line to get rid of the credit card debt now. Get it done now. Get it done this summer. We're closing loans in about 20 to 25 days in many cases. They're closing really fast. So we're going to wait for your appraisal on a cash out. Some of your refinances still don't need appraisals if you're just getting a rate and term refinance. And on your home purchases, full pre-approval, free pre-approval, fully pre-approved. And you can walk into a Walmart without a mask if you're fully pre-approved. 972-387-4600. Go call us now. We're going to come back after these messages in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 FM.
H-A-G-A?
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba once again coming out of the break.
He didn't warn us.
He did warn us.
He warned us.
You had 5 minutes of warnings.
You were talking.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba is the person you want to invite to your party. He doesn't even have to know anyone there. And he's going to come in and have a great conversation with you.
I'm going to have a great time. I promise you that.
He's never met a stranger. If you want to talk to a loan officer and have a good time, call Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. He's your friend for life.
Yes.
He is. And if you want someone to laugh at your jokes, call Tress. 972-387-4600. If you want to text us, we won't laugh at you. We will answer your questions. Tress, are there any more questions to answer?
There are. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. I owe $298,000. Comps in my neighborhood are $500,000. 30-year note at 4.25%, $2,600 per month payment. Credit card debt of $9,000. Pool loan of $20,000. Credit score of 780. Whew. I was just curious if refinancing would benefit me and my family. Would love to get into a 15-year note or possibly attend if rates will justify.
I can tell you what. This is a random text from the 817, and I just want to say that if I could have sat down and pull out all of the pros that I've learned in English class and written down a question for a mortgage person, this makes a loan officer want to cry and makes them happy because they're going to be able to save this person a bunch of money. They're at 4.25. The 15 years down around 2. Okay.
Dang.
They owe 298. Well, the good news is if your loan's over 300K right now, you might be able to get 1.875 in a 15.
Yeah, but on the cash out, you're going to get about 2.5.
Well, but they're at 4.25. They're going to be able to pay off the pool. They're going to be able to pay off their credit card debt. They're going to be able to go to a 15-year.
Yep.
They're going to be able to drop their rate about 1.75%. And they're going to, when it all gets said and done, they're going to actually have a lower payment than they have right now.
That's right.
And drop it to 15 years.
And have extra cash because I would go ahead and go to 80% and so take the cash and
the loan
it's going to be replaced in five years.
So, seriously, I'm curious if refinancing will benefit me and my family. Yes. And your loan officer is going to be able to be happy because they're saving you money. You guys can hug it out, cry a little bit, sign on the dotted line, and you're going to walk away from that table.
You'll be happy, happy, happy.
I love you, man. I love you too, man. So Bubba can be your loan officer.
Hey, I'm here. I'm working today.
972-387-4600. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Collect $500 when you save on your mortgage with TexasHoney.com. 972-387-4600. Not all people will save $500. Some may save $1,000.
Then you can get a slide for your pool.
You can get a slide in your pool or a little basketball hoop.
Right?
Yes.
Or a volleyball net.
You can do all of that.
Or make sure you have that hot tub.
You can all. Now, we actually, when you're closing your cash out loan, are sending out the mortgage speedo for all the people that we discussed during the last break. It's got dollar signs on it. You get your money. You jump in your pool with your basketball hoop and your volleyball, and all your neighbors know.
Remember, you want people to call.
And then that don't little tiny piece like in the back of the speedo, it says, got them right there. Got them.
No.
Is that not good?
You should not talk about
it. Let's talk about it. Let's think about it. Let's discuss
it. Let's not.
It.
That's a bad idea.
Why don't people want to talk about the golf or the mortgage speedo?
There's it's lots good of idea. Good reasons, but we're running out of time. We have another question.
Okay, Tress wants to get away from the speedo talk.
I want to flee that topic. Here we go. I owe $266,000 on a VA loan. House is worth $305,000. My rate is 3.25. Credit score is 720. What would I need to do for a cash out refinance? This is my first home. We bought it last year and have never refinanced.
Unfortunately, in Texas, when you refinance a cash out and get cash out, your mortgage or all the mortgages that combine on that loan and the house can't go over 80% of the value. Mm-hmm. This person says their home is worth 305. 80% is 264. I'm sorry, 244. They already owe 266, so they can't get cash.
But they can do a VA Earl at 2.25.
They're at 3.25. They can get a VA Streamline at 2.25 at TexasSunny.com right now.
Got them. Closed one.
No
yesterday.
Closing cost. No closing cost on a VA Earl. TexasSunny.com. No closing cost in your VA Earl. 2.25. They're at 3.25. They owe 266. By dropping your rate 1%, you'll save $200 a month on interest right now. Call us. 972-387-4600. Text us. 972-387-4600. If you want to go into my mortgage speedo idea, Tress is not in. There's a lot of stock available. We can be partners.
No.
Come on.
Just say
come
no.
Come on.
Just say no to the mortgage speedo. That's
everyone,
such a bad
you know you
idea.
Want to do it.
No, people don't want
it
to
do that. It
makes
people smile.
No.
It makes you feel good about yourself.
Again, no.
How about let's go back to purple pepper talk, okay?
Let's go.
I know.
All right.
Well, now.
Gardening.
Just as a quick refresher.
Well, how's that any different than talking about the Speedo?
It's very different. just for a refresher, the VA Earl, is that just a rate and term
refinance?
It's
a streamlined refinance without an appraisal on a VA loan.
Okay.
No appraisal, no closing costs, just the VA
rate
funding
reduction
fee.
Loan.
But it's not a cash back loan.
It's not a cashback.
But you do have title fees. You have a new escrow account. Of course, you get your old escrow account refunded. So
just
to let you know how it works.
Just real quick, I have a question about appraisals. I know that with the whole COVID thing, they were doing these appraisal waivers for a time. And is that still a
yes.
thing?
Yes.
Yeah, and a lot of the refinances, especially if you have
still.
A lot of equity and a good credit score, if it's a low-risk loan, you know, they have a good idea because they have, you know, all this data over what the value of these houses are. So if they say, yeah, we feel pretty good about that value, and there's not a lot of risk to us of not doing an appraisal, you can do that in the rate and term. Not a cash out, you have to have an appraisal because Texas law says you can only go up to 80% of the value of the house.
You have to have an appraisal.
So you have to have an appraisal on a cash out. Don't have to have it on a VA streamline necessarily or an FHA streamline necessarily. When I say necessarily, if your new loan amount goes above your original loan amount, you need to have an appraisal. When would it go above the original amount? If we have to roll in 12 months of taxes on your new loan, you know, then it might go above your original loan amount if your loan amount is your loan's been done the last couple of years. Trust says we're running out of time. Oh my gosh, we got to go now.
Yeah.
Bye.
We ran out of time, everybody. We're so sorry. We'll see you next week at the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.